Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We'll have the normal post-match press conference, then we move on to the Manchester United preview. And just to be very clear, the embargo is 1 o'clock tomorrow. Philip?
Jürgen, have you summed that up when your 25th and 26th goal in the last 15 minutes of a Premier League game this season takes you back to the top of the table?
Yeah, that's a minute you have to take it, obviously, like you, you get it if you want. Would prefer to be 5-0 up at that moment already, but that's tricky. So, we scored on one of my favorite goals ever, 1-0, because just for all, I think a striker from time to time needs that kind of thing. So I ask him quite a lot to press the opponent, and it's pretty rare that you get really close enough to have this kind of block, but he did, and then scores 1-0, that's great. And then these kind of games are difficult, and low block, knowing, obviously learning, that their set pieces are really tricky after 20 seconds when they could have been 1-0 up, which would have been really funny again. And then in the next corner, again, the ball goes through and there's nobody at the far post, thank God. Otherwise, it would have been again a big chance. Then obviously we controlled the game, but there are different ways to control a football game, and the way we control it today was not the right one. Without creating, not enough creating. I don't expect now that we have chance after chance after chance, because they didn't even have counterattacks, if I'm right. It's like it was, if I would ask the boys for counter press, but it wasn't necessary because we won the ball back anyway. So it's like you don't even have these kind of moments. What you have to do, and we saw that then after 60 minutes, you have to accelerate, you have to speed up, you have to overlap, underlap. And that's what we did, obviously. An example, Robbo then, going down the line constantly, which was really helpful. That's the problem. The game was a difficult one to get rhythm, but we should have had a better rhythm than we had. That's what we got after 60 or whatever, and then we needed then Makas won the goal, obviously, to turn it properly around. But the third goal was exactly like it should have been before already. These kind of moments, Robbo, full speed, wonderful cross, sensational header, and then we won the game. So in the end, all good. But I don't know when we will face next time like a similar challenge. So probably all the other games are now different, especially the next one. So but super positive. The boys coming on, Curtis back. So Robbo trained now, I don't know exactly, 3 days or so back, really helpful. Harvey, Cody not out, but a really good game, which he needed as well. So really pleased, and that helps, obviously. Nobody got injured, as far as I know, today. So recovery started already, you know. We recover and go again.
Alexis as well, it appeared that he was at the heart of everything good tonight. And it's 4 goals in his last 5 games, but also the second goal that that you scored this evening. He's actually winning the ball back in his own half before then popping up on the edge of the box. How would you describe the influence that he's become on this side?
Yeah, I would rather prefer you all use your eyes and just say what you see because it's obvious. I would say so. Super, super important player for us. What a wonderful boy. I met his dad after the game. He said, "Thank you." I said, "Gracias." Huh? That was the full conversation. "Hola," I said as well. So, and then my Spanish ends. Wonderful player. Wonderful boy. Really happy for Liverpool that we got him.
Any more for this section? No?
Oh, yeah, there was.
I just won there, sorry.
Just on Alexis, you'll see the change of position now. Today you moved him back into that more advanced role rather than as a six. How much more of an impact can he have on that role?
I understand 100% that that's coming now, but he played a good game in the first half already. It was not about him being in a wrong position. So you can play in a game like this with a footballing six if you want, definitely. It makes probably even more sense. But all the movements around were then not exactly like we should have. It was not, if we talk about Maka and is he better on eight or six, then there are two different subjects to talk about. One is then, what is it, his defensive part, that was obviously really good. So where people probably were doubting a little bit, can he be this kind of defensive midfielder? But for the other position, it's he could have had a similar impact. Yes, I prefer as well him on eight, but we're not living in dreamland, so we had a problem on the position tonight. And in the end, it worked out. But yes, impact. We saw as well that it would be helpful to have him between the lines, between the right lines, last line, their last line, and midfield line, not on the other side. That's why we changed. But then we changed back to double six. They was deeper again. I don't even exactly know when he scored. If it was from the double six, probably. We played already 4-4-2, I think, and it was not on eight. But the impact he can have is massive everywhere, from everywhere.
Last one for this section.
Just on Lazaro, obviously missed out tonight. I believe it's Sunday.
That's my information. Yeah, we rested him today. We had the feeling that could be a chance for tonight. But if we leave him out, then there's a big chance for Sunday, and I hope that didn't change.